Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is Monique Leray, and this is The Startup with Monique Leray. Happy Sunday to you. I hope you're doing well today. I'm really excited because I have a special guest in studio, and, you know, we rarely get to see this man. He's a genius at his branding. He's a genius in his business, and I'm really honored to have him, Carlos Du from Superbad Inc.
Thanks. I appreciate you having me today.
It's a pleasure to have you, Carlos. What's going on? How are you?
I'm great. just here to give you this interview, you know, just trying to do the right thing by the brand, you know.
Nice.
We believe in branding. I think that's a very important aspect. So our goal is to actually build a brand that can be here forever.
I like that. And, you know, you're playing the long game, as a lot of people would say. So before we jump in, guys, I want to give a little bit of an update because I've been traveling. I don't know if you know I'm doing a pandemic documentary. I'm kind of like all over the place.
I heard about it. That's something that what you're doing takes a lot of courage for you to be able to do that. And we need more people out there on the front lines like yourself doing that. And the world appreciates what you're doing.
Thank you, Carlos. I didn't really look at it like that. I kind of look at it like I'm being selfish a little bit. But.
No.
You know,
no.
I'll take it. I'll take all the compliments I can
get. We need to know more about, you know, the pandemic and you're putting yourself out there on the front line. That's important.
Yeah. You know, and at first I did have that feeling. I was a little bit trepid. I wasn't sure what I was getting into.
Right.
Because you can't really gauge it because it's hitting people all over the world so differently. Some people who are healthy, some people who aren't healthy. Everybody's responding to this virus different.
Correct.
Yeah, so we just got back from Europe, and that trip kicked my ass. I mean, and I'm doing this on a dime. You know, I'm paying for this thing, by the way.
Right.
So, you know, for the startup listeners and viewers, in case you don't know, what I'm doing is I'm doing brand placement. So I'll wear a shirt, like a Superbad shirt, or I'll wear a symposium shirt, and those brands will support the cause, right? So that's how I'm able to do it, but you keep it really lean. So I'm in hostels. People think I'm on this vacation. I'm like going really lean. Like I'm by the toilet in the bathroom. Like I'm on Spirit.
Right. Correct.
not that bad, maybe. Yeah. Shout out to Spirit, I guess. Yeah.
Shout out to Spirit.
When you have to get there, that should be their slogan.
No. Well, you know, you get there any way you can.
Yeah.
And then you tell the story.
Yeah.
And like anything else, everybody has a story.
Yeah.
So
I'm really loving that. And because the show's called The Startup and I'm an inquisitive bee, what is your startup story? I'm really interested. Now, before we go there, let's hold up the packaging here that we're speaking of. For those of you who don't know, Superbad is not just an awesome film with Jonah Hill in it. It's actually a cannabis brand. And this is Superbad Inc. So when you're looking for them on social media, that's what you'll type in. I love the packaging, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. How did we come to this?
Well, the way we came to it is we figure black and white is a color that everyone, you know, loves first and foremost. And being sleek and, you know, design, we look at it from a different perspective. You know, I like fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to look at things that, you know, when I see something, if I like it, it's super bad. It's just like anything else in life. So anytime you add the super on anything, it enhances the name.
Right.
And then the packaging, you know, platinum, we figure, you know, platinum is something that, you know, when a woman wants a ring, she wants a platinum ring.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Platinum, not gold. Just note that.
So we decided to go with platinum. And black and white, you know, that's just a great color.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously you like fashion because you're giving me like 90s bebop hip hop vibes right here. And you put a little summer on it. Summer colors.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we like colors. I like fashion. I wear everything. So there's not one particular. Well, one particular brand I would wear is Versace. If you see me, I usually got Versace on. But I like all the brands. So
that's actually a super bad. Yeah, shout out to all the brands, especially the ones that are paying us. All right.
Yeah.
So I like your choice in color. and you've explained the platinum really well, and it actually stands out. Let's hold this up a little bit. I want people to see what they're getting when they get a pack from Superbad. Now, walk us through what is in each package, and or what's in these, what's the canon?
So, basically, in this package, you're getting smalls. So, smalls are, you know, it's just the smaller buds of the actual strand. For instance, this right here is called Super Fire. So, you know, we call it Super Fire because it's Super Fire.
Okay.
And the difference between these two is there's regular buds in here.
Okay.
So there's bigger buds in here than opposed to here. And we use the word, you know, cannabis because cannabis is a more legalized term to use. The word weed sometimes can be used. It has been put in the word street drug or whatever.
Yeah.
I think anybody can use whatever word they want to use. But me, I try as much as possible to use cannabis. So sometimes you get, you know, misinterpreted. Sometimes when you're doing an interview and you say cannabis, but the writer may put weed in there. So there's nothing really you can do about that.
Yeah.
Because it's still coming off as the same aspect of the plant.
Yeah.
But that's what happens sometimes.
And I'm glad you're making that distinction. And as this industry grows, I think, pun intended, it grows, but I think it's important to use words like cannabis to describe what you're doing. You know, you're becoming a brand that people are taking more seriously.
Right.
You know, because I kind of saw the shift. You know, someone I was seeing way back in the day was in the weed game, and it was illegal at that time, and making banking transactions and all this. And then I saw him actually see in the moment where he walked in the store and could buy it.
Right.
And that was a shift. And, you know, cannabis brands want to be taken seriously. They want to be taxed. They want to be.
It's a business like any other business.
Yeah.
Fortune 500, you know, you got big corporations behind it. So that's the goal, and that's the direction that it's going in.
Yeah. So why don't we start with the origin story? Because this is the startup. So we'd like to hear about how people gain inspiration to start a brand. And specifically, what of interest is how they might have done something really well in the past and then leverage that to launch a successful brand.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, prior to this, I was in the sports industry.
Okay.
Had dealt with a lot of, you know, NBA and NFL athletes. Very few Major League Baseball players. And at one point, you know, I went to the doctor for a normal checkup. And I'm there, and the guy, you know, the doctor says, you know, I'm only thing I'll invest in is cannabis. So he comes out the blue and says this to me. And when he first said it, I'm thinking he was talking about, you know, from the traditional market.
Right.
And I'm wondering, like, why is he saying this to me?
Your legs, you're in the paper.
Yeah, yeah. I'm wondering why is he saying this to me?
Right.
But then he looked at me and he gave me that smile like, oh, I understand what you're thinking. No. I'm talking about legal cannabis.
It's,
you know, coming here to California.
Right.
It's coming to California. So then when I left him, I read up about it. Mm-hmm. I learned everything about it. So legal medical cannabis was going to, at that time, Adelanto, California.
Okay.
So that's what made me, you know, look into it more. I went there, met with the mayor at that the next day. I get there, and at the time, the mayor was very busy. So he didn't really have time for me that day.
Okay.
His assistant said, well, you got to come back tomorrow. So I said, well, may I ask where is he going? So he said he couldn't be late because of traffic. He was going to a Laker game.
Oh, well, hey.
So the way I looked at it, I said, okay. So they gave me the time to come back the next day. So the following day, I came back with a Laker.
Okay.
So
that's amazing.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, so this is what I got to do.
Yeah.
So people can sit down, understand who I am, where I come from. So we had a nice talk. And then after that, filled out the paperwork and did all the right, you know, guidelines and regulations to get involved in this business.
Wow.
And that's how I first started.
Okay, but first of all, your startup story is hella crazy. Like, the average person can't just grab a Laker and close the deal. But shout out to you, because that's really smart. You found something that person liked and or wanted, and you had access to it, and you leveraged it.
Well,
you guys
didn't
play
business.
The game. Well, you got to play the game.
Yeah.
I love that. Can you tell us which Laker was?
No.
No, okay. Okay, that's okay. But That's really interesting. I would love to, I would probably would paid a few bucks to see his reaction when you brought the Laker in. How did that go?
It was, he listened, like I said, he listened and then they gave me the proper steps, what I needed to do to be able to get in this business.
Right.
And, you know, ever since then, I'm here in full swing, you know, self-funded.
Wow.
To get to this point.
That's pretty huge. Let's point that out. Because what would be the other route in securing funds to start something like this?
You mean how much would it take?
Yeah, I mean, how much would it take, and how would one do it?
It can vary all the way up to $20 million.
Right.
So you got to view it like that. And there's other routes you can get in, which now there's more, it's more transparency. Mm-hmm. You have the social equity route you can go.
Okay.
Which is a great route. Shout out to social equity. Okay. Which is a great route to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, doing it early on, a lot of these platforms wasn't in place.
Right.
Now a lot of them are in place.
Yeah.
So I encourage people to take advantage of what's out there and what's in place. So that way more African Americans that want to get in this business.
Right.
Or any minorities want to get in this business. That's a route to go.
Right. I love that. So social equity, can you give us a specific example of what you're talking about? I have an idea, but what do you mean?
Social equity is basically, you know, applicants that came from war on drugs.
Got it.
You know, back in the day.
Right.
Certain area codes that they came from, they have an opportunity to get in this business.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they got to fill out the paperwork and they got to go through some of the platforms that are already out there.
Got it. So someone perhaps that might have a background or a past that wants to get on the other side of it and become an asset to the community and pay their taxes and pay their way.
Definitely.
Beautiful. Yes. We love that. There's got to be programs and bridges for that because we can go down the rabbit hole on why they even probably had to go that route, but that's a different show.
Right.
That's a
totally different show.
All right. So I have some things that we should cover here, and I want to make sure I cover everything. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this How Bad Are You campaign? And that's this, you got a sticker that says it too, huh?
How bad are you?
Hold it up here, Carlos, so they can see.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a simple question.
it's simple. Anybody in the world, how bad are you?
Pretty bad.
So you're pretty bad.
But I'm super bad.
Okay, there you go.
That's the right answer.
So How Bad Are You is a campaign that we're going to kick off, you know, starting in September.
Okay.
We're going to kick it off, and we're looking for sales affiliates. We're looking for influencers.
Yeah.
We're looking for ambassadors. We're looking for anybody that's bad. And what we mean by that is, you know, you can go to your local tattoo parlor, and somebody in there is super bad.
Yeah.
So it really comes down to how bad are you? So that's the campaign that we're kicking off. And How Bad Are You falls up in any category, anything that you're doing.
Great. And I think, you know, you're headed down the right track with this because, you know, social media is the way right now.
Right.
Right. And so what do you look for in an ambassador and or super bad social media light, if you will?
We look for somebody that's... that's super. Anything that's extraordinary, that's what we're looking for. Who's the baddest or who think they are the baddest? Because then there's always competition because there's always somebody badder than the next person.
Okay.
So that's really what we look for.
Nice. But do you have a certain followership number that they have to have?
No. You know what? Our thing is if you go onto the website, which is superbad.inc, and you go up under the shop, and there's a affiliate program people can sign up under.
Okay.
And it starts there.
Oh, great.
Yes.
And you guys track their sales
track,
and how
track
they do?
Everything. We give them a code.
Oh, that's great.
We do all that. And you know, that way no one can never feel left out if we do it that, you know, we do it that way.
That's a really great way to do it. And you can go and track what you're doing and see it. It's on two-way street. You know, Superbad isn't just Black-owned and fabulous and self-funded. They are also really environmentally sound. And I was impressed. You guys did our Oscars Week gifting suite.
Right, correct.
And that was a really great... I had a good time. Did you have a good time?
I had a great time. Appreciated the opportunity. You know, being a cannabis brand, getting to go to, you know, the Oscars, that whole weekend is different. It's
different.
Yeah. We, you know, hats off.
Yay. Okay. Well, you know, I like my hats. Yeah. No, but I bring it up because you had a product that you were giving away, or swag that you were giving away, and I have it. I sleep in it sometimes.
Right.
It's a super bad shirt, but it's made of something really special. And you don't know this, but I'm like a hip-hop hippie.
Okay.
Like, I like to recycle. I want the environment to be good.
Right.
Tell us what you did with that shirt.
You know, the shirt is made of 15... Each shirt is made of 15 recyclable bottles.
Wow.
And the fabric is something that's... You know, it's incredible. We want more people to start knowing about it. And you're right, sleeping in it, it feels like...
It's, you know, soft, Carlos.
It's very soft.
How did you do that with 15 bottles? I would love for you guys to do a little video, because I feel like that make it go viral.
Well, that would be part of the How Bad Are You campaign.
Yeah.
We're going to go out and clean up some of the beaches and stuff like that.
So great.
And because recycling is important in the United States.
It's
and,
very
and worldwide.
So, it really is.
Yes.
And we've got to get our consumption of plastic bottles down. I'm guilty of it,
right,
too. But just know that every Superbad t-shirt that you wear has 15 recycled plastic bottles, which I think is brilliant. I'm blown away on that. That actually made me fall in love with your brand even more, besides the fact that I could get a premium high.
And we're going to tell more of that story. It eventually, it'll be on the website, you know, starting next month. So we're going to
do a deep dive
into that.
Oh, that's great. You're really going to find some new followers and supporters from that angle, I do believe, because you are a global brand,
right,
and you're not just for the urban community, for the world, and so you're taking on world issues, and I think that's really important as Black business owners for people to see us as world brands.
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's the whole thing, is to be global.
Yeah.
You know, I see myself as a businessman.
Yeah.
And I see myself, you know, as equity guy, not, you know,
ooh,
I love the word social equity, but I'm an equity guy.
Right.
So
hence the self-funding, guys.
The boardroom is very important. And one day my goal is to teach a lot of the minorities what's it like to be in the boardroom with a real CEO. And Blackboard seats matter. Yeah. So I'm on multiple boards.
Wow.
As a African American.
I love it. You seem like you have your hand in a lot of things, but you're quiet, and I think that that's a good thing to be, you know, making moves that way. When do you foresee yourself becoming that mentor and bringing some in to the fold?
2022.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let things subside from the pandemic.
Yes.
Right. I love it. And so, you know, I'm referring to my notes because his partner's very organized with the questions. I don't want to forget anything, Carlos, but do you want to share anything that maybe I haven't touched on about the brand, and what do you want people to know about Superbad Inc?
Basically, we want everybody to go out and support the brand. Multicultural brand. Definitely. We like all people of all walks of life.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
What's the difference between, I know you told me about the big buds and the super fire buds.
Right.
What's the difference between the flower and the concentrate?
The concentrate, which I didn't bring none today, but
it's,
you know,
yeah.
Concentrate is more of a you know, a liquid form. It gets you just as high as anything else. but, you know, some people like concentrates better than the actual, you know, the flower.
Right.
So it's a combination of both sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But each person, individual, is different.
Yeah.
So we do have concentrates as well. I'm glad she brought it up. We have batter, diamonds, crumble, sugar, shatter.
Okay,
whatever.
But break all that down for some of us old school who smoke swag. So, okay. So, I'm just kidding.
So what you should do is go on the website, and there's education on our website of every single thing.
Yeah. There you go. He's directing you guys. You're smart to just get that drive that traffic to the website. So being Superbad, you know, if anyone's ever experienced the way you guys command a room, I mean, I got to tell you, one of the best, sleekest looking brands in that room was yours. It comes with a certain level of expectation and pressure, perhaps, because your name is Superbad. How did you get it to this point? I mean, the packaging is sleek. Everything that you guys do is quality. How did you come up with obviously you're not skimping on a budget.
I mean, we have a great support team, and we have a great team, our overall team.
Yeah.
That's how we got it to, you know, many hours of, you know, going back and forth trying to figure out, you know, what's the best color scheme? How does this work? You know, the logo.
Yeah.
You know, the logo, which means, you know, we're coming and going in direction.
Really? Let's hold that up. It's a coming and going logo, you guys. Is this the final iteration of this logo?
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
And it's got an S in it, too, so that makes sense.
Right. So that makes it super bad.
Are you into tattoos?
No tattoos.
None. But if you were to get one, would you get the logo?
Of course.
Of course. I feel like you should definitely logo tattoo your logo at some point.
You know what? I'll think about it. Yeah. I would tattoo it when we ring the bell.
On Wall Street?
On Wall Street.
Word? That's one of the, is that one of the goals?
That's when I get the
tattoo.
This
is an exclusive. Okay, so let's set the tone and pace for this now.
Yes.
I'm going to go and get a tattoo with you because obviously I'm not shy about tattoos.
Right.
You'll get super bad on you.
Right.
I'll get one of my mini brands on me.
No problem.
When you ring the bell on the Dow Jones?
Yeah.
When you go public. Really? Yes. You guys, do you hear that? These dreams are sky high.
Right.
How far off are you from that?
We got to wait till, you know, federal legalization.
Right.
But, you know, we're doing the right thing. And you know, just like other brands out there, you know, leading the path and understanding the infrastructure and what it takes to do it the right way.
This is amazing. Would you be the first? Obviously, you would be one of the first ones because it's not federally legal.
No. I mean, at that time, when we do go, I'm pretty sure it's going to be other brands that go. And that's great. The goal is to have, you know, as many brands as possible.
Right.
Because cannabis is not going anywhere.
It's not.
You know, once you let the, you know, toothpaste out the toothbrush, out the tube, it's over.
And you want that push and that race to the top anyway. You don't want to just be the only brand doing it because you guys want to be taken as a serious thing.
Right.
And that brings me to my other question here, Carlos. It's a pseudo legal brand and you guys are doing everything within the law in the state of California to keep your brand healthy and happy.
Right.
How does that work when it's a pseudo legal and the federal government doesn't really, and we know because of who's in the administration now, it's not a hot topic for them to come for any cannabis brands. We know that they actually probably support it. How does that work for you as an entrepreneur knowing that, you know, you still don't have that federal stamp on it?
You just got to stay patient. You got to, you know, it's just like anything else. At some point, whatever prior business you was in, it wasn't able to do everything that it needed to do.
Right.
So, you know, with prohibition, it was a whole different story. So you got to just think we're taking gradual steps all the time to be able to make cannabis mainstream. And now it's acceptable.
Yeah.
You have parents that's now consuming with their kids.
Yeah. Pain management for a lot of children.
Yeah. Yes. So you it's acceptable in certain aspects.
Yeah. It is almost like if you don't support it, you're a little bit left behind, you know.
Join it then.
Get super bad.
Yes.
I love it. Are you going to come out with a dog line? Because I've seen I've had a brand that I've worked with that had doggy edibles.
You know what? We haven't thought about it.
Okay.
But if we do, you'll be the first to, because
wait.
You brought it up.
I can't wait.
So we'll make you a part of it then.
I would
That's
love
the
it.
Case. Yes.
I already know the Frenchie that would be the spokes dog. I'm getting a new Frenchie, Carlos.
Yeah, if we decide to go that route, then we'll definitely
super bad pets.
Yeah, that's not bad. So
you know what? At the startup, I get my juices flowing, and we launch many good ideas here.
That we'll just figure out, is that more of a THC line or a CBD line?
It's probably CBD.
Yeah,
right.
So that's something that can definitely be talked about. So
what do you want for your legacy? Because you've already been really successful in the sports field and many other things, and now you're doing a healthy lifestyle brand, a global lifestyle brand.
Right.
What do you want people to remember about you and your entrepreneurship?
That guy did the things that he said he was going to do. He's always been a go-getter, and he's always been quiet.
Yeah.
So quiet storm.
Oh, grab an umbrella.
So the way I view it is, you know, I am the mogul of cannabis.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
hey, you got to speak it into existence, right?
Definitely.
I love it. Okay, so let's shift gears here.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, your thoughts on entrepreneurs that are starting from scratch. Like,
right.
maybe they're a little discouraged because of the pandemic.
Right.
They've lost a lot. Maybe they're not. They don't have a job. They're like minded in the sense with you of wanting to be a mogul. Where would you steer them? What kind of tools on the ground level would you give them?
First thing I would do is tell them to do the research. Do the research. You know, really think, is this something that you really want to do? You know, it's going to take a lot of time. It's mm-hmm. going to take a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And you got to have foresight. And then you also got to be able to say, okay, you know what? I got to get a good lawyer. But you got to get a good lawyer who actually understands what this business is about. And not a lawyer who just wants to, A, take your money.
Right.
And B, give you wrong information to put themselves in a better position to say that, you know what? They want to put their names on the paperwork, knowing that it should be the client. The client's name should be on the paperwork, not the lawyer. The lawyer should just be paid.
So you're speaking from experience right now. He's giving guys true tea. I can feel that.
So definitely. So you want it where, yeah. So that's important.
Okay. Yeah. I think you actually gave the $1 million advice.
Yeah.
And that goes with the framework, you know, and I always say you can't put the roof on without framing the house. And so, you know, you want to get the trademark first. Like, don't go get in the website because they'll just flip it and try to tell you to take your website down if you don't own the trademark.
Right.
You got to lay it down first. But research is number one.
Yeah, definitely research. But you learn from a lot of mistakes. And just like any other business, I made a lot of mistakes in this business. But now, you know, things are going smooth and in the right direction, which I have great partners, you know.
Let's talk about that though. Choosing the right partners is important.
Yeah, that's important. I got a lot of partners. I got you know, some mentors. Got a good support group.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a good support group, that's where that kind of can help. That can hurt you.
Yeah.
If you have a great support group, that can help you.
Yeah, you got to build your team.
Yes.
Or what's find your tribe.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
Your vibe attracts your tribe.
No one person can do it by themselves.
Boy, I try every week. I try to do it, and I just have to learn it. You have to learn to delegate anyway.
Right. Yes.
All really good advice. We're almost at the half hour of the show. This is the point where we plug our socials and plug what we have going on next.
Okay.
So where can people find Superbad, and what do you have on the roster?
When you say roster, tell me.
Yeah,
exactly
what you got coming up next? Few months.
Well, next few months, we have the Emmys coming up.
Oh yeah, Emmys week.
Yeah, we had the Emmys coming up, and we have the How Bad Are You campaign. Those are two things that I'm focused on. Besides giving back, we like to give back a lot.
Okay.
So that's part of, you know, our mission is to always give back. So throughout, you know, the last couple of years, we've done multiple things where we're giving back. If we're helping the homeless, if we're giving, you know, whatever it takes, we do.
Nice.
And we don't need the credit for it. But I'm just speaking on it so the world knows that.
I saw some footage of what you guys have been doing, and I think it's brilliant and beautiful.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. And, you know, here in L.A. especially, we really need to reach down and help. I was driving to the station today, and I risked being a little late, and I figured I'll figure it out, I'll speed or something. But I saw someone in a desperate situation and I had to turn the car around. And it almost brought me to tears. I had just glued on my eyelashes.
Sometimes it does.
Sometimes it does.
And there's nothing wrong to have tears. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I felt it. It was hard.
We're human. So.
Yeah. I got more eyelash glue in my bag. this gentleman, I actually am still thinking about him, and I'm thinking maybe on the way back home how I could further help him. I think I mentioned this to you guys last year when we do a Thanksgiving feed on Skid Row with my show.
Yes.
And we do it live and remote from Skid Row, and we do turkey dinner and toiletries and all that.
Right.
So maybe, you know, we can talk, but
We will help you this year.
I would love that.
Yeah, we will help you.
Oh, I would love
Super
that.
Super Inc. will help you.
Okay, you guys, that's
so whatever,
exciting.
Whatever's needed from us, we have it.
I love that. Thank you, Carlos. Yeah. So it's going to be a really super bad turkey for turkey day for Skid Row. Yeah. So I started this last year. I just made this my thing, my mantra, where like in the car, I'm going to always have bottles of water. I'm always going to have some snacks. I'm going to have a first aid kit. I'm going to do whatever I need to do.
Right.
And so I have that in my car. And so I turned back around, and this man, you know, he was in a wheelchair, passed out. He's missing one leg. And you could tell he's dehydrated, and it's just a dire situation. And that's why I turned the car around and risked spilling it for my own show. And I think that we all kind of need to get, not that we have to take it on, but it's an emergency.
Definitely.
It's an effing emergency.
Yeah, because sometimes you can find yourself, you know, for granted for everything that you got. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's great what you did.
Thank you. And I guess I'm sharing not to really get any, you know, whatever, but I think I'm sharing because, you know, we're in a pandemic and it only highlights what was already bad and making it worse. So I got to reconcile it in my head. But I remember like Dr. Drew saying, you know, he can't live in a society where he's seeing people just dying on the street. And LA, we have a big economy in California. And so our problems are bigger too.
That's true.
Remember the number five, or I think, do we make four or five now?
What, economy?
Yeah.
I think we're at five.
We're still at five, which is still really great.
Right.
Yeah. But it comes with a lot of...
The United States is number one, so...
All right.
You know, you got to think about it. If we're five, that's great.
That is great. I feel like we should be our own country, yeah. But that's another topic. All right. Well, so yeah, you know, guys, feel good about getting into Superbad INC. They give back. We've got the owner here, Carlos Du, and he has a heart of gold, and he wants to give back. He cares about the environment. He cares about the homeless. He's just signed up for Thanksgiving with us, which is awesome. So we're going to have to make it Super Bad Turkey Day for people down in Skid Row, and I wish I could make it every day for them. Where can people find you? Are you on all four horsemen? I call it the four horsemen.
Tell me the four horsemen. What
it's,
that
it's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Oh, Snapchat. Maybe it's five horsemen now.
Maybe five horsemen.
I think you're on all of them. I see you guys posting.
We're on them. We're on them.
Yeah, because we mentioned, we talked, just touched on it. You know, when you're a big brand like this, you don't take care of your own social media. You hire someone to do that. So if you guys want to get a hold of Carlos, where can they reach you? You have an email?
Me personally, email?
The brand. Where can they? Yeah.
The brand's email is info@superbadinc.com.
Beautiful. So if anyone wants to reach out and partner order a whole lot of weed. Excuse me, cannabis.
Cannabis.
I gotta get. Don't shoot me, Carlos.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
If that's the case, you know, you go on Weed Maps and stuff like that, and you'll be able to look up, you know, the locations that we're at. So
nice.
What's
like your dream event or something that would take cannabis to another level? You know, like someone orders on Weed Maps a whole lot of Super Bad at. Where? Like, fill in the blank. Because we see it everywhere. But right. Where's a part of the community in the world that maybe you'd love to see your brand pop up?
More and more delivery services.
Okay.
Because I feel delivery is no different than Uber Eats, right. DoorDash.
Right.
Nowadays, because of the pandemic, you find yourself staying home more.
Yeah. Eating a lot, too.
Yeah.
And working out.
Well, eating, working out, it doesn't matter. I'm just saying.
Smoking some super bad?
Like, that's where the next wave of business will start to be.
I agree with you.
Yes.
Because I think, you know, and I read an article recently, like some of the big companies, the Googles of the world, shout out to Google, we love you. A lot of their employees aren't coming back to the office right now, right? They're staying home.
Yeah,
they
stay home till, I think, 2022.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is nothing wrong with that.
It's a good time to have a little Weed Map service.
Yeah. My biggest thing, one of the biggest things about cannabis that I see, you know, speaking about brands, whoever don't have your own supply in the next, you know, 2 years, I think is important.
Oh.
And I think, you know, brands that don't have their supply, you know, won't be around.
Can you delve into that a little bit more? I understand what you're saying, but for the person that's starting out.
So basically what I'm saying is that, okay, if you start a brand tomorrow and now you don't have your own flower,
right.
Meaning cultivation or relationship with cultivation, and you're going, you're doing third party, and the situation with the third party, it's like any other business, they decide they want to go up on you.
Yeah.
Well, then you put in a situation where you want to say, you know what? Do I want to still do this or do I not want
to
do this?
And you're also dependent upon them to come through.
Right. Or there's a situation where now they're a small supplier and they run out. And now they can't service you.
Right. You don't know what number you are on that assembly line, right?
So in my opinion, you know, I think people should get with me, call me, and then that way we'll be able to help you with your supply.
Yeah. Get super bad and don't have those problems.
Yeah, get super bad. And then, you know, also with vertical companies. So,
yeah,
you know, that way we can help you at all your needs that you need in the cannabis industry.
I love that. I would love to get a tour of your cultivation at some point. I don't know how exclusively super bad that is, but do I need to bring a Laker to get in?
No. I
don't have a Laker.
I think that could be arranged. I think you bring the show on the road. If you bring the show on the road, we can figure it out.
Definitely. It would be a pleasure for the startup to come.
Yeah.
LA Talk Radio would love that. Right, Sam?
Yeah.
Right. He would love that.
Okay. Well, we can
arrange that. It'd be a
pleasure. Yeah, we can arrange that.
I think that it'd be good for people to see just how beautiful something like that is and magical. I mean, healing does grow from the soil.
Yeah, true. Definitely. So.
Yeah. That's exciting.
All right. Well, that's done.
We've got a couple things on the agenda here now we've come up with. We got a tattoo. We got you going public. We got homeless to feed for Thanksgiving,
yes.
Which is close to, I can tell, both of our hearts.
Yes.
And now we have to take it on the road.
Yeah.
Little man on the street.
We got it. We got to do it. So, you know.
I'm excited.
When we talk about it, we got to do it.
Oh, I'm on the no-sleep crew.
We good then.
Let's make it happen. I think, you know, and I posted about this recently, Carlos, and tell me what you think. I feel like the pandemic has really shifted me into high gear. Like, I put something like, pandemic taught me to push the gas pedal rather than the brake, because I see what it really is. And maybe it's a midlife crisis also. I mean, I'm 43.
Okay.
But I feel like I got to go for it now. It feels like immediate for me.
It's, you know, it's put everybody in different perspectives.
Right.
The way I view it, it's made our company slow down and be able to see what's missing, you know, where we can plug the holes at.
Right.
Because at first, everything was so fast.
Right.
So, you know, different people for different folks. So.
Yeah. So you were able to pause a little. And that's a really great place to be, though, also, to make it better.
Yes.
So do you think that your business has had more sales during the pandemic? People are smoking a little bit more? I mean, what's the obvious answer there?
Yes. Right. Yes.
So it's been positive for the... I haven't met one person in the cannabis business that said that they've dropped in sales during a pandemic.
Right. No, it's actually helped.
Yeah.
And then, you know, shout out to, you know, the governor for letting it be essential. So,
well, shout out.
Yeah.
I love it. We got to take the positive with the negative there.
Yes.
So I want to know, I'm interested in, we just have a few more minutes, but I'm interested in hearing about some successful cannabis stories because it is essential. And I remember reading about this young lady in Colorado, and I believe Colorado was the first to do it. Shout out to Colorado State, to make it legal. And this child had extreme pain and a lot of different ailments in her body, and her parents said that cannabis was the only thing that made her get her some relief, you know, and have her come around and live a somewhat normal life.
Right.
Have you seen customers, you know, of any success stories with people using your cannabis to really heal themselves, and any feel good moments, stories behind that?
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's a couple, but I don't know if I can talk about them.
You don't have to tell the name, but you can just tell us the story.
Based off of, you know, speaking to a lady, her having severe pain, her using our product, you know, it at nighttime she's able to sleep now comfortably. Before that, she wasn't able to.
So good.
Yes. And her daughter, which she's commended us so many different times by calling us, you know, writing us. We meeting up with her. She's talking about it. Things like that is, you know, the feel-good stories to make you keep wanting to do this and do it the right way.
Yeah.
And it's heartwarming. And,
I love it.
Yeah.
This is why you're in this field, I have a feeling. I mean, you come from sports. It's not
medicine.
Like you need it.
It's medicine. So
it is medicine.
Yeah, medicine is always good.
Natural medicine.
Yeah. And that's what it is.
I wonder why it's not treated like alcohol, because you never really hear of anybody like getting too high and crashing a car, or, you know, getting too high. What, do they get the munchies? That's the worst that's going to happen?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why that you know, that's something that further research will eventually pan out and let us know the actual results.
Down the line.
Yes.
But in the meantime, Carlos and his team have all these beautiful products available on superbadinc.com, right?
Yeah, Superbad Inc.
Superbad Inc. All right. So I'm thinking that now that we're getting closer to the holiday, I mean, well, summer's almost over. Wait a minute. What is today?
We're still in summer.
We're getting close. Yeah. All right. So the next thing will be Halloween, which is one of my favorites.
Okay.
I don't know. What are you going to be for Halloween? Superbad?
You know what? I couldn't even tell you right now.
Right. Yeah, I bet you're going to have fun because you say you like fashion. So I figure you go all out for Halloween.
Yeah, I go all out.
Oh, it's going to be good. I think I have an idea.
There's always some good parties to go to.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I'm trying to crash Heidi Klum's Halloween party. She throws down every year.
That's a good one.
Oh, my. You've been to that one?
No, but I'm saying I'm just going by the name.
It's right.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm saying all that to say it's going to be the fall season soon. These would make really good trick-or-treat, you know, for the adults that are trick-or-treating.
I agree.
Yeah.
I like your, you know, the way you do, you make deals and stuff like that. So
thank you.
You've been inked. That's
you've
what we
been
call
inked.
It. Yeah. Superbad Inked, so you've been inked.
And, you know, and I was talking to your partner on the back end of this, and we were talking about maybe doing temporary tattoos.
Yeah, that's
how
that's
bad are you?
Yeah, that's you know, that's part of the campaign.
There you go. It's gonna be exciting. Oh, yeah. Was that an exclusive?
It's okay.
Okay,
it's okay.
I came up with the idea, is what I'm saying. Yeah, and they told me that was already
that was something that you know, that's it already in play.
Okay, great minds think alike.
Yeah, that's true.
Superbad Inc. would really be great, I think, also in the wedding genre, like, you know, the honeymoon package. Maybe you guys might have like a, you know, a honeymoon package, and you'll put some other fun things in that package.
Yeah, you got a lot of good ideas.
Thank you. This is the startup with Monique LeRae, guys. Yes, you know, you got to keep it fresh.
Yeah. Okay.
You could do it for each season is what I'm saying.
I agree.
Because we're in the wedding season now, you know, then you'll do the ho, ho, ho package for Christmas and then maybe the Valentine lovers package, you know.
I mean, I love the concept. I mean, currently we're in a whole bunch of subscription boxes.
Oh.
But it's the same concept that you're talking about now.
Great.
So I love it.
This is great. What are the? Can you plug where everybody can order it? I know Weed Maps is one of it, but is that where they can order it now today?
Yes, but you know, so you want me to give them the actual?
Yeah, like if they're listening and watching today and they want to order Superbad to their door, how do they get it?
You can get it on Nub Club. Nub Club is one of the subscription boxes that we're in.
Nub Club.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. And I guess the subscription box is kind of like the makeup subscription box,
just
right?
Just like that.
Yeah. You never know what you're getting. It's just an assortment of fun.
Yes.
Smart. Smart, Carlos. I can't wait to see what you're going to do next. Now, is Superbad where you land the plane, or are you going to branch out and do some more brands?
Branch out and do some more brands. The goal is to, along with, you know, Vertical, which I'm the president of, is to have 200 brands up underneath us.
Great. So this will be the main part of the conglomerate, and then there'll be subsidiaries underneath?
1,000%.
Can you name a few? We have a few more minutes if you want to plug anything that you can speak about.
As far as the brands, I won't speak on the brands right now.
Yeah, whenever you're ready.
Because I think I want them to come out first.
Okay.
And then I'll speak on them. I like to be silent. I like to be, you know, I like to make the move and then let the world know instead of, you know, talk about it before it happens.
That's the best way to do it. Have it lined up, ramped up. Well, we would love to get an exclusive when you're ready to talk about it.
No problem. I definitely appreciate you, you know, having me on the show.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
And driving all the way out to Sherman Oaks.
Yeah. Also, our IG is superbad.inc and our website is superbadinc.com.
Hashtag how bad are you?
Hashtag all every day, all day long. How bad are you?
You guys put out some fire content. There's always like a hot girl smoking some premium cannabis. Everybody
trying to be different. Just trying to be different.
Yeah.
So
All influencers are welcome. People with the followership, a certain amount, people with that are super bad can submit and go on their website to find them. Find them at superbadinc.com. And I want to thank you for being here. I'm going to do a couple shout outs. Is that okay?
You can do whatever you want.
Okay. You guys, I'm excited. My evening just got super bad because Carlos Du from Superbad INC came through and supplied me with at least a week's worth of fire. Least a week, depending on my stress levels. So guys, listen, I want to just plug real quick, Michael Solberg Family Wines. If you're looking for something different, maybe you're not going to do cannabis tonight, but you want to get a little something for your Sunday evening, relax, rewind, shut down, recharge. MichaelSolbergFamilyWines.com. Thank you so much for your support and your sponsorship and your love. Shout out to Leah Solberg. She's been my partner there. We need to get a super bad wine going for you guys, too, but we'll talk about that, too.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah. Also, thank you to La Casa del Camino. If you need a staycation or you want to come down to Laguna and relax, that's the place to go, lacasadelcamino.com. Thank you for your support as well. And guys, listen, I'm giving an update on the film. We are done with Europe. Shout out to everybody that gave us their story, and it was amazing to be there. Thank you so much for everything. The next stop, you know, we have a few more areas. That was country number 8 was Poland. We're doing 15.
Wow.
Until I ran out of, like, we got to get more money, but until we run out of money.
Okay.
But we want to represent as many countries as we can and see what's going on.
I agree.
So, yeah, so we're going to pick it back up. And next up, I switched it on you guys. So if you have a pandemic story, if you're an entrepreneur, a survivor, an essential worker, and you have a story, we're leaving the politics to the politicians. We don't believe this is a political issue. We believe this is a human issue, a humanity issue. And we want to see how you're navigating this once in 100-year event. And we want to document you. So we are going to Belize, Brazil, Canada. We're also going to Asia and Morocco, North Africa. So I want to make sure I hit all the continents. And yeah, so that's going to be the mission. So if you have a story, I say all that to say, if you have a story, you can email me at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. That's cap, C-A-P, aquariusmedia@gmail.com. And give us your startup stories as well. We would love to have you on the show. If you are interested in doing an event, we have Emmys Week coming up. We're looking for swag bag brands. So if you want some placements and visibility with influencers to try your brand and get it in their hands, you can email us at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. If you're not following me on social, I've got a lot of social media. At Monique Leray Stinson, MoniqueLoreStinson, at Cap Aquarius Media, at The Startup with Monique Leray. Whew.
That's a lot.
I need a clone. I don't think I would want to see my clone in the house, though. But, you know, we got a couple more minutes. How do you keep your schedule, you know, because I just rattled off a whole lot of things I'm doing. How do you keep it all? I always ask entrepreneurs this, like, how do you keep your day organized and get the most out of your hours per day?
Calendar.
A calendar.
Yes.
Do you use a physical one that you write, or do you digital one, or both?
Both.
I need both too.
Yeah, both.
Because I need to see it in my hand and I have to see it on my phone.
Yeah, I got a great team.
Yeah.
So the team makes sure that I get to where I'm supposed to go.
That's awesome. When you can get successful and hire a team, do it. Well, right?
I got a great team.
I love it. Do you want to shout out anybody in your team that might be watching? Okay.
No.
Well, I think we should shout out Symposium, don't we? Don't you think?
Shout out whoever you want.
Okay, shout out to Symposium. I hope you guys are doing well. And
that's one of my partners.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to give them some love.
All day.
All
every day.
Day. Your face is on the Symposium website.
Yeah, I know.
It's a good smile. You got a good smile, Carlos.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yeah. All right. Well, you guys, it's been a pleasure to have Carlos Du from Superbad INC here. He doesn't do a lot of appearances, so I feel really lucky to get him here, and we feel really lucky here. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, and thank Facebook for allowing us to promote this.
Absolutely. All right, you guys, and I ask you this every week. What will you start up today? Be well, be good to one another, and have a good week.
LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.